some of the imprecision in China policy related to Taiwan Relations Act and all. It was just that a very limited number of people were bearing probably an excessive planning burden.
Right. Well, you took note of the Kodals.
Yes.
Kodal Nun was in Bangkok. They were on a tour. There were four members of that delegation. There was Sam Nunn as the chairman, John Glenn, Gary Hart, Colorado, and Bill Cohen, the Republican senator from Maine, and also Codell Wolf. Now they each met with the chiefs of mission on Saturday, the 6th of January, and then I accompanied Codell Nunn after the dinner of the residents that night with a meeting with Prime Minister Kreongsok, whom well, I met him again later. In fact, I had breakfast at his house when we were there in November of 79. And then I went back to Peking with Codell Nunn in the Air Force plane. I might say that Lester Wolf and John Glenn, in particular, were very unhappy at the way things were handled. And making it clear, and which was not helpful, that they didn't hold me in any way responsible. Sort of, well, it might have been different if, you know, sort of thing, which I certainly did nothing to encourage, because that just added to the difficulty.
Who did they hold responsible?
The president, I think.
Directly.
I think so. Yes. Maybe not saying so in so many words, but I certainly the White House, let's say the White House in the generality. And we got back to Peking on Sunday the 7th. They had the inevitable meeting with Hao Deqing, as head of CPIFA, and then the Codell came to the residence for a briefing. And then they had that memorable meeting with Deng Xiaoping on Tuesday the 9th of January. Since there were only four of them, it was a very good meeting. There was a lot of interchange. Deng Xiaoping, of course, for the first time had told Bob Novak back in November, I guess it was, early November, first said that after reunification, Taiwan could keep its own social system, its own economic system. He repeated this to the senators. Sam Nunn said, how long can they keep it after reunification? For 1,000 years. And then realizing that but to American ears, it didn't have much meaning anymore. For as long as they, by their own democratic decision, wish to keep it, recorded in a democratic fashion. That's when Sam, after this exchange, Sam Nunn and the others indicated, well, that was very good. Then Sam Nunn said, and what about their own arms? And I was sitting, of course, next to him. And I thought, well, certainly, here comes a no, to my great amazement. And they may keep their own arms under a special autonomy. Then in discussing this special autonomy, Deng Xiaoping makes reference to Tibet. Well, that wasn't immediately picked up. But Ji Zhaoju was in the meeting, not acting as interpreter, but he was in the meeting as we break up. walked over to Mr. G, and I said, whom I did not know very well at this point, I said, I do not want to appear to be running your affairs, but it would be better in the United States if there were no references to Tibet in this connection. And I didn't put it in terms of what they had done in Tibet, but Tibet is a very faraway place. It has no meaning to Americans. Would you tell the Vice Premier? Yes. And they never mentioned Tibet again.
I think we better stop at this point so I can make sure I pick up my son.
Good.